Do you check Twitter in bed when you should be sleeping? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Peter Polos, clinical associate professor in the Department of Neuroscience at Seton Hall University, explores how using a smartphone in bed can lead to harmful effects during the daytime.
In 2007, Apple introduced the iPhone. Smartphones, now ubiquitous, have engendered a number of cultural shifts. Many of them have been positive. However, we have now come to realize that there are some downsides as well. The current generation of teenagers have grown up with this technology at their fingertips. We wanted to get a better sense of what kind of impact these mobile devices are having on our kids. In our paper, The Impact of Sleep Time-Related Information and Communication Technology on Sleep Patterns and Daytime Functioning in American Adolescents was recently published in the Journal of Adolescence. We looked at the bedtime texting and smartphone use of a cohort of approximately 3,000 middle and high school students in Edison, New Jersey, ages 12 to 17. Our results demonstrated adolescent texting and smartphone use at sleep time had harmful effects on many aspects of daytime functioning. The bottom line is this: the use of this technology at night by students correlates with academic underperformance, shorter sleep duration, insomnia, daytime sleepiness, and eveningness, a condition where a person feels most alert at night, an obvious concern for students taking daytime classes. Nearly 62% of our students use their smartphones in some capacity after bedtime, 57% texted, tweeted, or messaged in bed, 21% awoke to texts, and over 25% reported inadequate sleep, defined as less than 6 hours per night. The effect of this behavior appears to have significant consequences on our youth. Among many benefits, sleep helps to consolidate and reinforce memory, improve cognition, and aid in physiologic maturation. Interruption or shortening of sleep leads to cumulative deficits in these and other areas. Based on our research, it would be reasonable to impose limitations on the use of smartphones in adolescents.
That was Peter Polos of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.